Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 70 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Ellen Barnett.
The reduction of the workforce decreases the amount of money going into the pension system. So there's a lot of unanswered questions that came with this.
Florence Mayor Diane Whelan says Governor Bevin's plan to fix the state pension system could have consequences.
Rouen officials are optimistic about Brady Industries' move away from South Shore.
One man is dead after a fatal crash in Floyd County.
September traffic and criminal statistics are in for Moorhead.
Rouen County's new 270-bed detention center is taking shape.
In sports, the Chiefs and Raiders face off in Thursday night football in the NFL.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear tonight with lows around 46. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Some Kentucky officials are concerned Governor Bevin's plan to fix the state pension system could have unintended consequences. Florence Mayor Diane Whelan told Spectrum News she's worried about increased financial contributions that cities like hers may be forced to make.
I mean, are they going to cut projects? Are they going to cut programs? Does the highway budget suffer? What does have to give in order to cover those expenses? Because it absolutely needs to be funded. There is no doubt in anybody's mind. I mean, pension reform has to happen, but it needs to be done in such a way that allows the government to continue to function and to provide the public safety and the public works employees to do the jobs that our communities need them to do and count on them to do.
Whelan says costs for the city of Florence are expected to go up nearly $2 million next year.
Negotiations are ongoing between Brady Industries and representatives of the East Park industrial site. Sean Delaney has the story.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, the current plan is to exempt Brady from property taxes for the next 20 years. Instead, the aluminum production company would pay predetermined amounts of money to the Greenup and Boyd County school systems. Under the current terms, Boyd would receive $1.1 million per year. The negotiations with Greenup are still underway, given the recent move. Earlier this week, Brady announced the relocation of their upcoming $1.3 billion plan from South Shore to East Park. They currently plan on moving to Site B, which is primarily in Boyd County. For WMKY News, I'm Sean Delaney.
Meanwhile, the CEO of Brady Industries is dismissing concerns over investments ordered by the Bevin administration as irrelevant. Multiple media outlets report that Commonwealth Seed Capital, a company owned by the state government, bought $15 million in Brady stock in May. Governor Matt Bevin says the unorthodox move was meant to entice the company to build their new facility in Kentucky. The move spurred an open records dispute between the state's economic development arm and the Louisville Courier-Journal. Attorney General Andy Beshear sided with the newspaper earlier this month, saying Commonwealth Seed Capital must disclose the name of its investors. Kentucky's Open Records Act says any entity that derives at least 25% of its funding spent in the state in a fiscal year is required to comply with the act. The Bevin administration plans to challenge the decision in court.
Brady Industries' decision to move its planned $1.3 billion aluminum plant from South Shore, 15 miles south, to the East Park Industrial Park could be good news for Rouen County. So says Bob Helton, the executive director of the Moorhead-Rouen County Economic Development Council. Helton notes that Rouen's industrial park will be just down I-64 from the new Brady plant, which could help the county land one of the company's planned spinoff factories.
Exactly. That's my thoughts. We're probably looking, rather than an hour and a half truck, an hour or less now between our industrial park at Sharkey and East Park there in Ashland. So we support Tim and his group over in Ashland in every way, and the Brady folks, and look forward to working with them on this end as well.
Tim is Tim Gibbs, who heads the Ashland Alliance. At this point, Helton says Brady Industries has no timeline for determining where and when it will build its dozen planned supplier plants for its main facility, which opens in 2020.
A Harlan County father is filing lawsuit against the Lexington Police Department after the shooting of his son. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
According to the Lexington Herald Leader, Mark Sawoff was arrested in August of 2016 for rigging trail cams in the woods of Harlan County with explosives. Sawoff was in federal custody and awaiting trial in Lexington when he told officers that he would take them to where the remaining cams were. While back in Harlan, he allegedly attempted to grab Police Lieutenant Matt Greathouse's gun and was shot in the head by Captain Brad Dobrzynski, who was a fireman but had completed police training. Mark Sawoff's father, Ali Sawoff, is filing an excessive force lawsuit against the officers, saying they should have attempted to use non-lethal force. For WMKY News, I'm Tilden Johnson.
A former Urban County Council member is expected to be sentenced this afternoon. WKYT reports Sasha Love Higgins pled guilty in August to cashing fake payroll checks. She could face up to 2 years in prison. Higgins was accused of cashing over $4,000 in bogus checks during her time as general manager of a Hampton Inn. She resigned from her second district seat days after being indicted.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a fatal crash in Floyd County. WYMT reports 25-year-old Aaron Adkins of Prestonsburg died in the crash late last night on Abbott Creek Road. Authorities say the incident involved a car and a motorcycle, though no other details have been released at this time.
The Kentucky State Police, Post 8 in Moorhead, has announced the final traffic and criminal activity report for the month of September. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
A total of 1,554 citations were made last month. Of those citations, 24 were for DUIs, 138 were for speeding, 131 for no seatbelt, and 10 for child restraints. In addition, there were 1,676 vehicle inspections and 163 courtesy notices. Post 8 also investigated 38 traffic collisions, 738 complaints, opened 87 criminal cases, and made 202 criminal arrests in September. Kentucky State Police Commander for Moorhead, Captain Kenneth Bowman, says troopers will be conducting safety checkpoints during the month of October. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
More Mountain Edition right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery in historic downtown Maysville. JCK Rising star Judy Powers will be at the gallery on October 19th from noon to 6 p.m. to showcase her collection of fine jewelry and discuss custom pieces. As a sustainable metalsmith, Judy Powers uses recycled metals and diamonds and ethically sourced colored stones. Details online at eatgallery.com and on Facebook under Eat Gallery.
Work continues to finish up Rowan County's new $18 million detention center. Judge Executive Walter Blevins says most of the effort is focused on installing doors and glass on the building's inside, along with painting its interior walls.
We're moving right along, but it's still, we're probably looking at 1st of March maybe to get into it, but I wish we could do that quicker. There's a big demand for jail space right now, and it's something that we think will hopefully get that place up and running, and maybe people want to build onto it here in the near future.
Rowan's current 78-bed lockup is holding 128 prisoners as of today, and the county has contracts with several surrounding counties to put their prisoners in the new lockup. The 270-bed facility is being built at a site along U.S. 60, just east of downtown Moorhead.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet reports the $12 million project widening a 4-mile segment of the AA highway outside of Maysville has been wrapped up. Kentucky Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says it was an intensive effort by crews to complete the 3-year effort.
It has. You know, initially we had some issues with the utility relocations, and that delayed the project some. But we've managed to get the road basically rebuilt while it was under traffic, a brand-new 4-lane highway. So we're pretty much where the contract is supposed to be right now. Everything's finished about on schedule of what we expected.
Blair says the project actually began in mid-2014. It was initially expected that it would take about a year to a year and a half to finish it. He notes any corrective work that might need to be done will be taken care of over the next several weeks.
Forest Service Route 23 in Menifee County will be closed from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day during an improvement project.
This road has always been a gravel road and is under joint ownership by the county and the Forest Service. There has been some federal money made available to pave that road and to pave some turnouts along the road for parking, for primitive camping, that sort of thing.
That's H.B. Elkins with the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. The road lies in Red River Gorge and connects KY-613 at the Powell County line with KY-77 at the north end of the Truss Bridge across the Red River. Elkins says the work is expected to take 3 or 4 weeks to finish and has a contractually mandated completion date of November 15th.
Lawrence County has received a grant from Kentucky Power to help fund industrial growth in the area. WMKY's Sam Burton has more.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, Kentucky Power has given Lawrence County a nearly $20,000 grant to fund a feasibility study for a sewer line extension. The plan for the sewer extension will help service a proposed industrial park, which would help replace high-wage jobs that were lost to the declining coal industry. The industrial park is expected to attract many companies with substantial salaries and benefits. The funding comes from the Kentucky Power Economic Development Growth Grants Program, or KPEG. This program is provided to all 20 counties serviced by Kentucky Power. For WMKY News, I'm Sam Burton.
Kentucky Power has also awarded $133,334 in grants to Ashland Alliance and One East Kentucky for economic development. Ashland Alliance also teamed up with One East Kentucky for a $60,000 grant to market for aerospace companies to expand and relocate in eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Power Corporate Communications Manager Allison Barker says Kentucky is already the number two producer of aerospace manufacturing.
Together with the workforce information, we worked with our partners to promote the area as a corridor for aerospace manufacturing. So this grant will help them promote that area to bring in manufacturers.
All grants were funded through Kentucky Power Economic Development Growth Grants.
Kentucky has a new coalition that plans to help the Commonwealth be removed as the worst state in the nation for cancer and the second highest for smoking. The Coalition for a Smoke-Free Tomorrow will be working to enact smoke-free ordinances and educate communities about cessation resources. Coalition Chairman Ben Chandler says they also plan on working with state leaders to increase the cigarette tax.
The session's going to be right on us very soon, so we're going to be pushing very, very hard. The timing is quite appropriate because, obviously, the Commonwealth is in great need of revenue, and the tax increase will provide revenue in addition to saving lives.
Chandler adds that the current tax is 43rd in the nation at 60 cents a pack. He says if hiked, the tax would raise about $266 million in state revenue, while also leading nearly 30,000 adult smokers to quit.
Kentucky agriculture officials say the application period has opened for people wanting to participate next year in the state's hemp research pilot program. WMKY's Kyle Blankenbuehler reports.
State Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says his goal is to expand and strengthen the pilot program to put hemp on a path toward commercialization. This year, Kentucky's farmers planted 3,200 acres of hemp, up from 2,350 acres in 2016 and 922 acres in 2015. Just 33 acres of hemp were planted in 2014, the program's first year. Agriculture officials say the program has attracted 194 grower participants and 48 hemp processors. Applications may be downloaded from the Kentucky Department of Agriculture website. For WMKY News, I'm Kyle Blankenbuehler.
The weather for October is going to get wetter and cooler next week. According to meteorologist Anthony Ritchie of the National Weather Service in Jackson, we are on a steady cool down.
It looks like it's just going to be a continued cool down through Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday looks like it'll be the chilliest day.
The weather is expected to be on a pattern of cooling down as we progress further into fall.
Pine Mountain State Resort Park in eastern Kentucky is planning a 2-day workshop for people wanting to learn about fly fishing. The fly fishing weekend events are set for November 11th through the 12th. Park officials say participants will learn about choosing equipment, casting and hooking, and landing a fish. The weekend package includes classroom and casting instruction on Saturday and actual fly fishing on Sunday. The The workshop starts with a Saturday breakfast followed by classroom work. Sunday's class will include fishing instruction and fishing on your own along Clear Creek. The package cost is $189 per person or $295 per couple.
Taking a look at your weather forecast for the MSPR listening area tonight, clear skies with lows around 46 degrees. Tomorrow on Friday, sunny with highs near 72. Clear skies Friday night with lows around 50. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies with highs near 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy with lows around 52. And on your Sunday, mostly sunny during the day with highs near 75. Lows around 56 on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers after 3 a.m. and a 30% chance of precipitation. Looking at temperatures around the region, it's currently 73 degrees in Ashland, 71 in Flemingsburg and Winchester. It's 72 degrees in Lexington, Inez, and it's 72 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
As Morehead State Public Radio's fall fundraiser and membership drive nears its end, we'll hear a message of support this afternoon from an MSPR alum who now works for East Kentucky Broadcasting. Here's Shelby Porter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Shelby Porter with East Kentucky Broadcasting. You may remember me as Shelby Steele. I worked for Morehead State Public Radio for 3 years while attending Morehead State University. It's hard to put into words the love I have for this station and everything it taught me while there. I started as a reporter and eventually moved to anchor during Midday News and then Mountain Edition. While I learned about journalism, MSPR and its staff taught me so much more. I learned how to be on time, how to be ethical, and to never make a promise I may not be able to fulfill. The staff was always there for me whenever I needed them, whether it be work-related or not. Everything I learned at MSPR has definitely transferred to my career after college. I am now a reporter, anchor, and producer for a radio and television station in Pikeville, Kentucky. Now, 3 years later, I still find myself using the methods taught at MSPR and hear myself asking, what would Chuck Mraz say? Now that you know why this station is important to me, I need you to help make it important to others. Without your help during MSPR's fund drive, those after me will not have a chance to thrive. Future students will not get the chance to learn in a true working environment. MSPR is not a class. It is a job that leads into a career. Without MSPR, I wouldn't be where I am today. Each application I filled out while job hunting asked for experience, and I was able to gain experience through this station. Contributing $25, $50, or even $100 during the fund drive is providing students the opportunity to learn and grow, and also the chance for a career after graduation. I have made my donation, and now it's time to make yours. Thank you for your support.
You can make that pledge by calling 606-783-2001 or by going online to wmky.org. The time is 4:48. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Ellen Barnett, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. Braxton has sports right after a quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Morehead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Good afternoon with WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin is excited about having his Eagles face Kentucky in the October 30th Kentucky Cares Classic exhibition game at Rupp Arena. With all of the game's proceeds going to help the nation's ongoing efforts to help those impacted by recent hurricanes, Spradlin says those charities will be helped big time. However, he says the event will also have some other nice benefits.
I think both basketball teams are really going to benefit from having to get an extra game early at this point in our schedule, in our practice season. I think the fans are going to really enjoy it, both the Kentucky fans and the Moorhead fans, and some of us share a similar fan base.
Tickets for the game, which will not be televised, go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Kentucky basketball coach Sean Calipari doesn't really care if the NBA changes the so-called one-and-done rule and begins to allow high school players to go straight to the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver said in an interview earlier this week that he thinks the rule does need to be changed, with the most likely decision being to give players the option to go to the NBA straight from high school or go to college for a minimum of 2 years. Either way, Calipari says Kentucky will be fine with whatever the rules are.
I'm going to make everybody mad, so listen closely. If they say either go to the D-League or NBA or to college, we're benefiting. Because they're going to say, do I go to the D-League? Am I ready to be on my own? Or do I go to Kentucky for 2 years and build my brand and win and be a part of this? And I'm going to Kentucky. I have teams for 2 years now. I wouldn't know what to do. I would be whistling and skipping in every practice.
Silver says the league and Players Association will discuss that change next summer. Former Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino spoke with ESPN to once again claim his innocence regarding the recruiting bribery scandal that cost him his job. KNN's Will Clark has that.
Rick Pitino's first interview since his firing granted to ESPN's Jay Billis. Billis asking Pitino about his feelings towards the university's Board of Trustees.
This Board of Trustees locking me out of my office, telling me I'm dismissed before facts came out, let it develop. They're not the University of Louisville. They're a board hired by the governor to deal with the president's situation a while ago. They're not the University of Louisville that I know.
Pitino says he already feels vindicated by texts he's received from his players and puts the majority of the blame for what happened to him on Adidas. I'm Will Clark.
The LA Dodgers will try to close out the NLCS against the Cubs again tonight at Wrigley Field after the Cubs avoided the sweep with a 3-2 victory last night. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw takes the mound for LA. He says he's not really feeling much pressure going into the closeout game.
Relaxing is probably not the right word, but it's probably just a testament to the team we have more than anything. You know, the way we've been playing and how everybody's been able to contribute and everybody, you know, has been stepping up, and there's been no need to do that, which is it's a good luxury to have, but I wouldn't say relaxing by any means.
Jose Quintana takes the mound for the Cubs. First pitch is at 8:08. The Yankees and Astros resume the ALCS tomorrow in Houston. The Morehead State football team hopes Saturday is the day that it ends its three-game losing streak when it faces Stetson in PFL action at 1 p.m. It will also be homecoming for the 2-5 Eagles, and senior tight end Jake Sutherland says MSU's coaches are trying to keep them from getting distracted with all that comes with that special event.
Just staying focused and keeping with the process. It's always about the process. Our coaches preach that a lot. And then keep trying to get the ball to our playmakers as an offense and special teams-wise. Just still going, doing everything we can do, straining for our teammates and everything.
Stetson rose into MSU also at 2-5, but have won their last two games. Round County football coach Kelly Ford says with a Class 4A playoff berth at stake, his Vikings are fired up about hosting East Carter tomorrow in the regular season finale. However, Ford says Tim Champlin's 4-4 Raiders are no longer the soft touch they used to be.
Champ's done a great job over there. He is. Got a few wins under his belt early on and got the momentum going for him, and he does a great job. They got a good group of kids that's coming through East Carter right now, and they don't have as many kids, but they're starting, you know, they're big, strong, physical kids. They're going to come in and try to run the football with us.
Both Round and East Carter are 1-3 in district play. The Vikings beat the Raiders 13-12 last year in Grayson. Also in high school football, Morgan County takes on Powell County at home tomorrow. The Cougars are 4-4 this season and coming off of their victory over Knott County Central last week. Morgan coach Mark Easterling says this game will come down to how his defense performs.
Friday, I think we need to definitely kind of contain Skidmore a little bit. You're not going to stop that kid. We just want to contain him. They're going to throw the ball a little bit. They got a pretty good little passing game, so we got to be disciplined in our secondary to read our keys and stay home.
Powell is currently 4-4 and have won four games in a row. Some other area games include Lewis at West Carter, Bath traveling to Russell, Johnson Central visits Ashland Blazer, Boyd County is at Greenup County, McGoffin has a home game with Breathitt, and Fleming County travels to Pendleton County. Finally in sports, the Morehead State volleyball team is about to hit the road. Coach Jamie Gordon's Eagles will be out to improve on their 2-6 OVC record as they visit Southeast Missouri State tomorrow and UT Martin on Saturday.
We're heading into the second half of the conference schedule, and with only getting to play these guys once in the schedule, you know, it's an important opportunity for us to, you know, make sure that we're ready to go and not leave any stones unturned.
The MSU volleyball team is 11-10 overall. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
From MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Morehead State University welcomes friends and alumni for homecoming weekend. Soccer hosts Belmont at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and football faces Stetson this Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Jones Industrial Average eked out a record close, erasing sharp losses as Wall Street bet on further gains from corporate earnings. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did manage a small gain of 5.44 at 23,163.04. The S&P 500 also managed a small gain to close at a record as it was up 0.84 at 2562.1. The NASDAQ composite was down 19.15 at 6605.07. Travelers rose 2.4%, and it was the biggest contributor to the gains in the Dow Industrials, and the company reported earnings per share that easily beat expectations. The Dow average at one point had fallen 105 points at its session lows, and tech giant Apple weighed on both the Dow and the NASDAQ as it was down 2.5%, this amid speculation of poor demand and cuts in production for the iPhone 8. The major European stock indexes fell after the Spanish government suspending Catalonia's autonomy, with the Spanish IBEX 35 index down 0.7%. Most markets were down in Europe. The French CAC 40 and Germany's DAX were down 0.3% and 0.4% respectively. And the move in European equities lower followed declines in Hong Kong and China. The Hang Seng Index and the Shanghai Composite fell almost 2% and 0.35% respectively after the People's Bank of China governor warned of a sudden collapse in asset prices. In other earnings news, eBay reported better-than-expected quarterly revenue along with earnings per share that met expectations. However, the company reported mixed guidance for the fourth quarter, and this sent the stock down 2.3%. Philip Morris reported quarterly earnings, which fell short of expectations, and its stock was hammered as it was down 4%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.25%, finishing at $51.38 a barrel, while gold was up 0.5% at $1,290.11 an ounce. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Travelers and GE, while the worst performers were Apple and United Health Group. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Adobe Systems and Envision Healthcare, while the worst performers were United Continental and Genuine Parts. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 2 cents at 66.22, CSX up 38 cents at 54.06, AK Steel up 10 cents at 6.05, Marathon Petroleum up 35 cents at 57.10, AEP up 82 cents at 73.83, and Anthem was up $1.30, finishing at 193.09. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR is provided by St. Clair Regional.
Hello, I'm Ricky Watts, a nursing director at St. Clair Regional. We are currently looking to hire empathetic, compassionate, registered nurses to join our team. Nursing is more than just a profession at St. Clair Regional. We have new RN rates and benefit packages, and we're growing. More information can be found at St. Clair Regional's website, st-clair.org.
Taking one last look at the weather forecast tonight, clear skies with lows around 46. For your Friday, clear skies, highs near 72 and lows around 50 at night. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with highs near 75 and partly cloudy with lows around 52 at night.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Braxton Howard, Sean Delaney, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Tilden Johnson, Chaz Jenkins, Sam Burton, Kenzie Thompson, and Paul Hitchcock. And with our feature commentary today, MSPR alum Shelby Porter. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Ellen Barnett and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.